Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1209. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, it's 1209, and the writing is Shir number 362. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about Holchei Drachim. Shine Makam, and in Shine Makam, we're talking about Holchei Drachim, traveling, how that works. Just a couple of things in reference to the logistics of Holchei Drachim, the ins and outs of the workings of Holchei Drachim, if you want to call it. Number one, in general, when we say Holchei Drachim, it's what we call Bederech Arai. It's a person is constantly on the move. In general, the Rambam, the Paiskim Ring Dan, Mishbur explains also that the Lamaisa, there's no kavad, there's no established place. That's the point of Holchei Drachim. That's the point of the traveling. The whole thing is one constant on the move type of, and it's Bederech Arai. It's one constant type of move location, but it's not a location, if you want to call it like that. One status, if you want to say. The person has a status of constantly being on the move, and therefore he falls under the guidelines of Bederech Arai, meaning not being established. Okay, now as opposed to if one is sitting at home, I'm sitting at home drinking a coffee, right? I'm sitting, even though it's a coffee, it's only shahakal, right? And it's not like I'm eating bread or cookies or something like that, mezonos, or I didn't wash, something like that, but still I'm sitting at home, or I'm in the office and I'm drinking coffee, I'm drinking water, I'm drinking whatever it is, but that's Bederech Kava. In other words, it's an established thing. I'm sitting at my desk, I'm sitting at my table, whatever the case is, as opposed to the Derech Arai, where that one is on the move, constantly moving. And that is what we call Holchei Drachim. Now, so therefore, it's not considered as though one uprooted themselves from one location and sat themselves down in another location. It's not like that. That's only by Derech Kava. When one established themselves, right, I'm sitting at home. Now I go to my friend's house. So I uprooted myself from one location. Now I establish myself in a different location. But when we talk about Holchei Drachim, this is because since they never established themselves in the beginning in conjunction with Holchei Drachim, there's no establishment of the eating, right? So, and they're constantly on the move. So therefore, we're going to say in general, the concept is that when they switch places or they're continuously traveling, or even we're going to see when they get to the destination, we'll see how that works. We spoke a little bit about it in the past, but there's no, we're going to see that in general, there's no change of makam. There's no change of status because the person was constantly in a state of not established, not kva, and now they go into, and then now they're good. So now they're in their place, they get to the destination, but there was nothing that has to be changed because there was nothing that was ever established. That's the point. There was no kva to begin with. So it's therefore it's as though the entire trip is one long non-established location. Now, flipping it the other way a minute, just to talk about a minute, where the Sefer Yitzhar Allah explains that in general, we know the concept is if somebody can still see the location, even if they change places, where it's kavad, I go from one house to another, but if I can still see the original location where I started eating, so that's already machlaikis, because of the fact that there's some achrayim who want to say, there is somewhat of a connection. So that becomes, one has to be careful not to be in a situation whereby they can still see the place in general, when you're changing from one place to another. Nothing to do with Holchei Drachim. So now the question is, when one is, I'm sitting at home, I'm drinking my coffee, right? So the same thing would apply if one is eating in one location, and then they decided, or they're drinking in one location, shahakol, adam, something that requires a burin of fashos, and now they decide in the middle to start traveling. Oh, you know what? I'm going to travel to my friend. It's a half-hour drive, or whatever, an hour drive. I'll travel to my friend, but wait a second, I still have my bag of potato chips. Wait a second, I still have my cup of coffee. What do I do? And I want to take it with me, but I never had in mind to leave. Now I'm sitting and drinking at my table. Now I decide I'll change my mind. I got to get up and go. So as long as they're able to see the original location, the bracha would still be good. That's lemaisa to the bottom line. So in other words, one should be careful not to bring themselves into that situation. But let's say they do have to go, whatever the reason is. So when they're so in other words, the question is, when does the new bracha? When does somebody need a new bracha? Because now I'm changing locations. It's only over there whereby you're traveling, so you never establish yourself. So now you come into the destination, office, house, whatever. We'll talk more about that. So then that's already no real change of location. But when I'm in one place, right, sitting at my table, now I decide to go travel. Okay, now I change my mind and I decide to go travel. Oh, now you're going to need a new bracha. But at what point do you need the new bracha? That's the shiloh over here. So the Sefer Yisrael Lachas explains to us when they're unable to see the original place, the bracha would automatically be cut off and a new bracha would be needed. In other words, I go outside to go to my car, fine. I can still see the original location where I made my shahakal. So if for whatever reason I want to take a sip of coffee, I would not make a bracha because of the fact it's a suffix bracha, because there are achrayim who say no, there's still some sort of a connection as long as you can see the original place. Now, once you cannot see the original place where you started, so now you would need a new bracha because of the fact it's a new thing, because now you had a kavah, you had an established location which was sitting by the table in the house, let's say, right? Now you decide you want to go travel. So even though you're going to be traveling, but the fact that you changed from a kavah, from an established place to some other status, which is now holchei terachim, which is a totally different status, right? So now you're going to need a new bracha, and that's how it brings it down. So, but you don't need the bracha until you're unable to see the place. That's what the Sefer Yisrael Lachas explains. When they're unable to see the original location, the bracha would automatically be cut off, and a new bracha would be needed. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tuv.